like there's always this tension in Springsteen songs when he talks about women between that idea of being the good guy, but then also being restless and like always longing for something else and something bigger and something more, and wanting a woman to be part of that somehow, but you get the sense she's not fully along for the ride, the whole ride. Like, she doesn't experience the same restlessness that he does, and he's sort of trying to like either take her with him, or if she doesn't want to go, then he's more than happy to ditch her.
Right.
For the sake of his dream.
Right. Or for some kind of like desperation, like you think like Atlantic City, it's like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
Like, it seems like an idealization and then a discard in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's that tension between, like, the woman being symbolic of all the things that he wants, and then when the things that he wants disappoint him, also being the thing that you, like, then get rid of.
Yeah.
Because it disappointed you.
Right, and that's, like, kind of the common thread here, and I think, like, is kind of was the thread with what I was, my like thoughts and writings on this was kind of this like emptiness.
Yeah.
That like if all of us to a degree are like enculturated with, but I think like particularly like cishet men, because it's it's what fuels the violence and all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is like, and he really poetically threatened, like to, especially like in this song. It's like you're born with nothing, you're better off that way, and like as soon as you get something, somebody's gonna come take it away.
Yeah.
Like just the rage that like is a quintessential American emotion. And everybody who's not the him is like a extra character.
Right.
Like women, his partner in Racing in the Street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's. She's a sidekick.
Yeah.
She's there to make his story better.
She is there at home with the lights off, like crying.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Like he's off.
I guess in the sense better, like more epic.
Yeah.
She's a foil.
Yeah.
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 Why do you think that emotion is uniquely American? Like, what is it about American identity that needs to center itself around that feeling of lack or emptiness?
I wouldn't necessarily characterize it as like a need, as it's just like a structural reality of the way that American culture has unfolded, American culture has unfolded. Like it's there, we are not like a people of place.
Right.
We don't have the whole like foundational culture of the country is based on like theft of land and filling it up with the crap that we're able to build.
Mm.
So I lost the like,
no, I hear what you're saying though.
Like it's like that we're it's like inherently empty, like American, like there is yeah, in the way that there's other like, yeah, I feel like the source of like the light that's from like people that is the source of like that wellspring of like culture and that thing. Which is not to say that that doesn't exist in American culture.
Right.
But like the like reason that it American culture has been so successful and is now so pervasive is because it's like pathologically like self-replicating and like seeks to like or has been like really successful at like obliterating like the whatever like cultures it's like encountered.
I think in some ways it's because it never arrives.
Right. It's never, there's no destination.
There's no destination. There's no enough. There's right. no anything. Like, the nature of capitalism is not to reach some point at which you have enough. It's just to keep accumulating more.
Right.
So American culture is the same way. There's no
yeah.
end point. And I think when you were talking about geography, that's true too, because our whole national identity is structured around manifest destiny and going west, and there's always some other place to conquer, or some other horizon, or some place where you will be the only person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the solitariness of a lot of Springsteen heroes is really uniquely American that way, because we're a culture of the individual. Like, we don't have village identity because we didn't start with people right. living in villages. It was a group of disgruntled people that wanted to leave their village and go take someone else's village and then make lives for themselves. So I feel like just our origin story is all about individuals and not collective anything. Yeah.
So I think an observation that I've... So when we talk about, like, American culture,
yeah.
kind of like what that is,
yeah.
I mean, like... a good example of it is car culture.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like very different from other places, and that's
right,
like,
and that's
in a, like
so
such Springsteen theme, right?
Yeah.
And like, I think often about how like the male heroes go off driving
mm-hmm.
and don't get any relief, and I think about how if culture was different, if they could walk,
right,
that they might actually experience it. Like the fact that they're like sitting in this like big steel thing flying through space, like
yeah.
at a totally unevolutionary, like reasonable thing.
And
like,
again, without a destination, there's no
yeah.
like arrival point. It's not
yeah.
like I drove to the store
yeah.
to do this specific thing. You're just driving to drive.
And that's like a really apt metaphor for where we are. Like, we're already, like, in terms of the planet, like, we're over
yeah.
the cliff at this point.
Yeah.
And it's like, and but like this, we can't use the same, like, we can't use this like vehicle to keep us going in this direction.
Do you think that's, I think it's why people, I mean, I think it's why agriculture has become such a sexy thing to so many people, is because it's the opposite of that, and it's slow
mm-hmm.
and it's hard, and it's not something you can accomplish in 5 minutes, and it demands that you take a long-term view of things, and you have to stay in one place to do it, and you can't just leave if you change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can, but then you failed at farming.
And, you, like, lives will suffer as a result of
yeah.
your actions.
Yeah.
Like, that's it for me. Like Kristen Kimball had said it best. Like, it's emotional blackmail. Like, farming is blackmail, like,
yeah.
every day. Like,
yeah.
all the time.
Especially if you're working with animals. Like, you can't just peace out on that, because
yeah.
then they're gonna die.
Yeah. Or like they will get out. Like, they'll know that you're not around, and
yeah.
they'll get out.
Yeah. Which, it's interesting to me that somebody like Bruce Springsteen, who has written so many records that are considered so classically American in terms of their themes and lyrics and the way other people identify with them, is so opposed to the current political movement that says that it speaks to that idea of, like, that idealized America, like the whole make America great again thing.
Mm.
Like, because I feel like a lot of the themes, like the cars and the restless masculinity and all of that stuff in his records,
and that's
like those are things that seem to speak to people in the Tea Party.
But that's also like classic Bruce Springsteen, like classic Reagan being like born in the USA,
yeah,
like, and
yeah,
not
and
getting it at all.
That, yeah,
but like I think you, like, it's interesting too. Like, Bruce Springsteen's never had a number one hit,
which seems crazy and impossible.
But like,
yeah.
is so kind of perfect for his position in
yeah,
as like the
he's like the
like,
Bernie
wounded.
Sanders of American rock and roll.
Or like the wounded hero
mm-hmm.
who just would just make it if it weren't for the one thing, and like
right.
yeah it, but at the same time he's like he is the like caricature of like rock star
mm-hmm.
in so many ways.
Yeah, married a model, left model. finally figured out he was in love with his bandmate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, I have my own thoughts about American masculinity, and like, mm-hmm. but I don't know that I've ever had a conversation with a male friend about how he feels about his own construct of like what it means to him to be a man.
Yeah. Well. So
tell us, Mark.
I at like one of my earliest memories as like a mm-hmm. reasonable person, so like as like eight, whenever you like experience the 8-year-old shift or whatever they call it, where mm-hmm. you like become sort of
a human.
Like I remember one of the first decisions like I made about myself was like I have made the observation that like women are always complaining about men like being dishonest and jerks and like taking advantage of them and always mm-hmm. trying to sleep with them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm gonna not do that then.
You remember thinking that at 8 years old?
Yeah. So yeah, and like has been like a foundational aspect of like my decision making and my personality like mm-hmm. this through my like life.
Yeah.
And it's been really challenging. Because, well, it became challenging because it's like negative definition. Like, it's like, I'm going to not do this. And I've really struggled with examples
mm-hmm.
to follow of, like, good behavior to be a good guy. Like, and it's at this point in time, like, there's a lot of now cultural zeitgeist around, like, the ways are not acceptable to behave, especially towards women. Like, all these things, like... You know, the things that the MAGA people are, like, upset that you can't just be, like, blatantly racist and sexist about. Like, it's like, okay, like, that's not acceptable behavior. But there's not really any structure for, like, how it is appropriate to behave. And so these, like, power dynamics are shifting. And, like, I don't know. It's, like, I think it's challenging for... It's been challenging for me. And I know I think it's challenging for other men, too, to, like, know the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And also, as like well, tiniest violin as it is, like it's hard to never having used the muscle to just like swallow your pride and be like, oh, you know, sometimes you do the best thing and you lose, or like sometimes you do the best thing and somebody just fucks you over because they don't like you because of who you are.
Right.
Like having never experienced that, like getting used to that feeling as an adult, without having like developed any coping mechanisms along with any other coping mechanisms is like. Is tough,
mm-hmm.
but like okay, like that's the only like if yeah. that's what it takes to, like be a normal like a like not pathological part of society, like that's what you have to do, like that's what we gotta do.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's important to me to talk about it, because like then other dudes can be like, oh okay, because it's not like I was talking about that with that other kid. It's like I mm-hmm. if so much of like my like the way that I behaved. Badly towards women mm-hmm. and just being shitty,
yeah,
various capacity, like various different like colors of that
mm-hmm.
Had I like known, like had it been explicit to me sort of the way that I was being manipulative and mm-hmm. the way that they were feeling, if they were perhaps like also acculturated more to like speak up,
so that treads into the dangerous territory of like, if only women were better.
Not blaming the victim, but in yeah. terms of like building a better like culture together,
right.
like that's kind of like, so it's like men's responsibility to not be shitty people,
right.
And to like create a space for women to like
feel comfortable articulating,
yeah.
safe, like feeling safe articulating those things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That like, yeah. Yeah, without doing the victim blaming thing, I lost the train. no, yeah, not having like, having, if there were, like, I think about like characters on TV when I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
like That 70s Show was like hugely formative for me. And like, that's another American culture thing, I think, is like having yeah. these relationships with like TV characters
mm-hmm.
that like traditionally would have been filled by like, elder relatives or other people in the village who were like skilled at things and you would spend time with and like
right.
learn skills with and like have really really deep experience like hunting and like killing things and eating things, just like whatever, living the fullest life
mm-hmm.
that now we have this like border thing or like the capitalistic like consumer culture like things that are we or put in between us in that, like grew up with but still identify with. Mm-hmm. These boys are like you have like Topher Grace, who's like cool and nice and like has a nice girlfriend, and like the like Kelso, who's like the cool one.
Right.
He's just always like is super lecherous and just like unfaithful and whatever. Mm-hmm. And there's not really. Yeah,
and
just
he's
trying to get in every
clearly kind of stupid, which is supposed to redeem all of his bad behavior, because you're supposed to, he's like the walking definition of boys will be boys.
Yeah.
Basically.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so yeah, I was, I don't know.
And I know you feel like I forget the curly haired guy, his character's name.
Hyde. Yeah.
I feel like Hyde would be hanging out on 4chan.
Yeah.
In this day and age. I think he'd be one of those men's rights activists. Or, like, worse, the guy who says he's, like, the false ally, where he's like, oh, yeah, like...
I think that's who he is.
Guys are so shitty, and then he does all of those same things, if not worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I can't even think of it, like, me, like, starter pack.
Yeah.
Like... meme guy thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think in Fez would be like the closet men's rights activist.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Living in his mom's basement.
Yeah.
Threatening female reporters.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I'm imagining a Springsteen song about the characters from that 70s show.